I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last Thursday in Turkey, a series of explosions, including car bombs, killed 14 and wounded over 200. Officials say Kurdish rebels are responsible, representing one of the many opposing agendas in Turkey's ongoing power struggle. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says,
so many people have been arrested in Turkey since the coup. People not put on trial, in some cases not allowed to consult with their attorneys. Some real steps back from what we would call human rights.
In a country where being a patriot and a Muslim go hand in hand, Turkish Christians are caught in the middle. They need to know that other believers are praying for them.
Pray that they'll continue to have a witness for Christ, because it would be easy in a time of uncertainty to sort of hunker down and kind of lay low for a while. But times of uncertainty can also be great times of ministry.
And Africa's problems are usually summed up in a single word: poverty. But there are other challenges facing its people, like albinism. In Uganda, where Every Child Ministries works, albinos are often shunned by their families and communities. Mark Lucky with ECM.
We realized that a big part of the problem with albinism was not just the disease itself or the condition itself, but the way people perceived it. And so we spent time developing a curriculum that we use in teaching community leaders, church leaders, school leaders what albinism is.
Albinism's a genetic disorder causing colorless skin. Others believe it to be a curse. So when ECM cares for local albinos, people want to know why. And the answer? Christ. Get the details on ECM's Albino Project and how you can help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively, sign up for our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org, the daily emails. I'm Ruth Kramer.